Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Every good quartet is known probably for one of maybe three things: a high tenor, a low bass, a flashy piano player. We've got one of those here with us now from a great group. In fact, because you've got four members of a quartet plus a piano player, they've actually incorporated that into their name, which is quite smart. Gospel music gets a lot of jokes as it is with the quartets having five members, so why not call it Legacy Five? And this group has been on top of the quartet world for many years now, and the low bass we were talking about is with us. His name is Glenn Dustin, and Glenn, it's good to have you here, man.
Thanks for calling, Daniel. I'm glad to get to talk to you and spend some time with you, man.
Well, this it may become predictable, but this is the way I like to start the story. I go all the way back to as early as we can. I mean, let's talk about once upon a time there was a baby boy named Glenn. I mean, where were you born, and how important was music even in your early years?
Well, I was born in West Monroe, Louisiana. I lived there for a very short while. And then we moved to Greenville, South Carolina, where we lived there for about 8 years or something like that, 7 years. And then we moved back to West Monroe, Louisiana, and I lived there all the way up until the time, age 30, that's when I joined Legacy 5. And as far as music goes, I never was really around music early. I mean, I, of course, listened to the radio, and, you know, I can remember standing in front of the mirror with a hairbrush, you know, and lip syncing to all the, you know, the radio songs and stuff. But as far as, you know, just getting together with family and friends and singing and stuff, I wasn't really blessed with that opportunity until later on. Mm. And that's when I figured out I actually could sing, and me and some buddies that was, you know, quartet, you know, we just loved the quartets, and I figured out I could sing bass. Then we tried putting together groups and stuff like that, and we'd get together at somebody's house and sing. But as far as, you know, just family singing and stuff like that, you know, and the only reason why I'd say this on the radio is because I've heard her say it, but bless my mama's heart, you know, she can't already sing a note. And, my daddy couldn't sing, but my granddaddy was a real good singer.
Huh.
And so I just kind of got that singing bug from him.
What did your mom and dad do? You mentioned you moved away from Louisiana to Greenville and then moved back.
Yeah, well, my dad was a truck driver. Hmm. And when he moved to South Carolina, he started his own business. He bought him a truck, and he was hauling, I think at the time he was hauling produce, basically coast to coast.
Wow.
And he based out of Greenville, South Carolina, which we had some, you know, he had some friends there. Mama had some friends there. So it was a good place to base out of to start his business. And through a long story, to make it brief, Daddy basically, he had a car crash and was dead. I mean, he was DOA when they brought him into the hospital.
Wow.
And they revived him, and just the way the Lord works, God had been dealing with Dad for a long time, and Dad was just running from the Lord, and finally the car crash kind of like got his attention, and he got saved, and unfortunately he lost the truck, he lost the business, so he decided to move back to West Monroe. And Mama got a job with the state, and Dad got a job, and that's where all our family is here. So it was kind of like a rebuilding, a mulligan, so to speak. It was a new start. You know, Dad was a new Christian, and Mama had gotten a good job with the state, and Dad had gotten a good job, still driving a truck. And we just basically started over once we moved back.
Come on, brother, come on, sister, you are gonna make it through.
deep in the valley when you're discouraged. Don't give up, whatever you do. Keep believing, keep on reaching for every promise God has made. He'll see you through the darkest night to the dawning of a brand new day. Every morning, His mercies are new. Every morning, God is smiling on you, giving glory in everything you do. This is the day God has made. Be encouraged, He is working His plan.
He'll turn it all around like only He can.
If you feel you've run out of grace, He's got more for each day you face. For His mercies are new every morning.
Darkness, there is weeping,
but it will only last a night.
On the horizon, the dawn is coming.
You'll have joy in the morning light.
The Lord's favor will not waver. He's strong enough to see you through. Each time you see that rising sun, there is never-ending grace for you. Every morning, His mercies are new. Every morning, God is smiling on you, giving glory in everything you do. This is the day God has made. Be encouraged, He is working His plan.
He'll turn it all around like only He can.
If you feel you've run out of grace, He's got more for each day you face.
For His mercies are new
every morning.
Legacy 5, and featuring Glenn Dustin as the bass singer, and we've got Glenn with us on today's show as our special guest. You're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Our conversation with Glenn picks up here. So growing up, Louisiana and Greenville, do you remember some key differences? I mean, as a kid, I imagine you probably liked one city over the other. Maybe you left some friends behind. What were the differences in your mind between living in
Well, I don't remember much about Greenville. What I do remember the church I went to, and I remember the school. But as far as friends, I wasn't really attached to anybody, you know. So as far as leaving, I was just like, cool, you know, it's another adventure, you know. It just, you know, change has never bothered me. It's just never bothered me at all.
Well, that's good. And, that's good for what line of work you're in, because you're in a different city every day, it seems like.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think I got some gypsy blood in me, I guess. And so,
man,
for me to move around and be in one place and then in another, it's just kind of normal. That just seems normal for me. So.
And that led to some funny stories. I remember you telling me one time that your credit card company was really concerned because they saw purchases all over the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
And they thought somebody had stolen your card.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've had that happen once. We were on a cruise, and I bought something, a T-shirt or something, I'm not sure, out of a little shop. And they somehow or another got my credit card. And so next thing I know, I've got several thousand dollars worth of debt on my credit card. And of course, my wife calls me up just screaming, you know, what are you doing spending all this money? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And, oh my.
You know, it just through the process. Fortunately, we had a good credit company, and we just called them up and said, look, this ain't me doing this. And they were just like, okay. And of course, they canceled the card. And
sure.
I didn't have any debt or anything from all that, so I got lucky on that.
Wow. Well, so you talked about you and your buddy starting a quartet, and you found out you could sing bass. I mean, that's a natural fit for a bass singer, because if you've ever tried to launch a solo bass career, that's probably one of the toughest.
You know, I've never been to hear a solo bass singer, but
that's the truth.
I'm like you. I can't imagine how exciting that would be. No offense to anybody out there that's
doing it.
It is a solo bass singer.
Right.
Wish you the best. But No, for me, I want to be in a group. I want to be around people. I didn't even, to be honest, Daniel, I may have told you this, you know, a long time ago when we were talking at convention or something, but I didn't even like Southern gospel music until later on.
Wow.
And it's strange because some of the guys that I had heard, some of the groups that I had heard, they were just bad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can remember, you know, as a teenager thinking, man, this is not for me. But fortunately, I had a buddy that invited me to a Cathedrals concert. And I was just like, yeah, whatever, I'll go. And so I went, and wow, I was just floored. Because at the time, I think it was in 87, it was Gerald, Mark, Danny, Glenn, and George.
Hmm.
And I think it was 87 or maybe 88, and they had just did that Symphony of Praise album.
Right.
So they was doing all those songs off of that album, and I was, you know, trying my best just to sing along, and a buddy of mine leaned over, and he was like, are you singing those notes with him? Talking about George, and I says, well, yeah, most of them. He was like, dude, we're starting a group tomorrow. So I was like, okay, whatever. And that's how I got started in Southern Gospel. You know, thank goodness I went to that Cathedrals concert. It just... You know, that night just changed my life. It was amazing.
Can you see the hands of time move without delay? Can you hear the whispering winds seem as if they say? Everything's about to change. Something's in the air. Heavenly signs of Christ's return surround us everywhere. Signs say Jesus is coming. Heavenly signs say soon he will appear. Oh, when he gathers all his children, heavenly signs will surely say we're leaving here.
Those of us who watch and wait see it all so clear.
This world cannot go on like this. The end is surely near.
Well, do not fret, O child of God. Help is on the way.
Lift up your head, redemption's nigh. It could be today.
Heavenly signs say Jesus is coming. Heavenly signs say
soon he will appear.
Oh, when he gathers all his children, heavenly signs will surely say we're leaving here. Heavenly signs say Jesus is coming. Heavenly signs say
soon he will appear.
Oh, when he gathers all his children, heavenly signs will surely say, heavenly signs will surely say, heavenly signs will surely say.
And featuring Glenn Dustin as the bass singer, and we've got Glenn with us on today's show as our special guest. You're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. That is cool to know, and there's nothing against people who grew up in it. I mean, I grew up in it, but when you grow up in it and you hear the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you know to appreciate the good because it's there, and you tolerate the bad because you know the good's still out there and it's not a lost cause. I think in your situation, you probably work extra hard to make sure that everything you do is presenting a quality sound because you know there are people like you who have this mindset. They stereotype it and they say, okay, I heard an off-key singing group when I was a kid. That defines Southern Gospel for me and I'm never going back.
I know. And that you hit the nail on the head. Every time Legacy Five gets on stage, we know that there are people out there, first of all, that's never even heard of us, and quite possibly have never heard of Southern Gospel.
Yeah.
So we want to, as best we can, give a classy performance, entertain a little bit, and minister all at the same time. You know, you know. No offense, if anybody, if they do it, they can do whatever they want to do, however they want to do it. But
right.
for us,
right.
I know, because I was one of those people that sat out there and watched some of those groups and just thought, man, this is really bad. So for what we want to do, we're just trying to keep it real, be who we are, and just be the best we can, you know, and because you never know who's sitting out there. You just never know. So that's kind of the way we go with it.
What'd your mom and dad or what'd your family think when all of a sudden you're pursuing this as maybe not even just a hobby, but going beyond into a career? When this was something, as you said, your mom and dad didn't have any musical, they didn't follow any kind of musical dream or anything. So this is maybe kind right. of out of left field in your family.
Yeah, it was. And of course, you know, the first thing was like, you're taking the grandkids away from me, you know?
Oh, no, yeah.
So that was, but mama knew, I'm circling the wagon here and I'll come back, but mama knew, that I could sing. Mama knew that you know, that's what I really wanted to do. Mm. That was a dream for me, but to be in a quartet and travel around. So she was happy to see a dream of mine come true. Now, other family, you know, they had heard me sing at family, you know, they had heard me sing here and there.
Sure.
And they didn't really pay any attention to me, you know, and it's, you know, I don't mean that bad. And I mean, they love me and they support me as all family does, but they didn't, I don't think anybody really knew that I could really do it as a career. And, my grandmother, that I just love, just, I mean, she's just a pillar. She is just a rock. And she gave me some advice, and I just, as long as I live, I'll never forget it. She told me right before we moved, she said, "Now, Glenn, darling, I just want you to go up there and be yourself, because you're not good enough to be anybody else." And so I just said, "Well, thank you, grandmother. I appreciate that." So
that's
every time I see her, I just remind her of her telling me that.
Wow. And you got kids, you got a wife and kids. Tell us the story about this, how you met your wife.
Well, my wife and I will be married 20 years in June. Well, it's June now, ain't it?
Oh, that's true, yeah. You better hurry.
June the 9th, so what's today if I missed it?
You got a week.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Oh, a bead of sweat just broke out on my forehead.
Oh, man, I know.
I met her in high school. Now, you got to understand, in high school, I was about as far away from the Lord as you could possibly be.
Yeah.
And she was a preacher's daughter.
Hmm.
She was raised pretty strict. You know, she wasn't allowed to go out. So I showed up at a football game one night, kind of loose, if you know what I mean, and mm-hmm. I saw her, and I just thought, man, that's the prettiest girl I think I've ever seen. So I went up and started talking to her and asked her out on a date, and to my surprise, she said, yeah. And when I went to, that was like on Friday night at the football game. Monday at school, I saw her again, and I went up to her, and I was like, so do you want to go out Friday night? And she turned me down. I said, okay, how about Saturday night? And she turned me down. I was like, okay, all right. So I went up to her again later on a week or so, and I asked her out again. She was like, I'm busy. I got plans. So she just totally, totally shunned me. And because, I mean, I was wild. I had the long hair and
wow.
all into rock and roll and just, you know, like I said, as far away from the Lord as can be. Southern Baptist girl that, you know.
Sure.
And so I can't remember. It was, I was just like, yeah, okay, whatever. And, you know, I just kind of dropped her out of the picture, you know.
Yeah.
It was several years later, like I said, after hearing the Cathedrals and after straightening my life up, I cut my hair, shaved, and joined a Southern Gospel quartet. Well, as it just so happened to turn out, we sang at her daddy's church.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and of course, you know, like I said, I'd cut my hair, got my life right, and was trying to serve the Lord as anywhere I could. And she went and told one of the guys in the group that she knew. It was like, hey, tell Glenn I think he's cute. And so next thing I know, I was just like, nah, she didn't really say that. And my buddy told me, because I'm telling you, she wants to go out with you. I was like, all right. So I called her up on a Friday night, I think at 7 o'clock on a Friday night, and asked her if she wanted to go out. And she said, yeah. I said, okay, I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, she was like, I'm not ready. I was like, well, if you want to go, you'll be ready. So when I showed up, and to this day, Daniel, that is the only time that girl has ever been on time. And she was ready that night. And,
whoa.
We had a great date, and, you know, we just fell in love.
Today's guest is Glenn Dustin, who sings bass for Legacy 5. And we've got more with Glenn coming up here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Roll on, roll on, oh Jordan. The saints will reach your banks in the by and by.
Joshua led God's people over Jordan, but it was deep and wide.
Deep and wide.
They didn't have to hurry, they didn't have to worry, they knew the Lord would be their guide.
Roll on, roll on, old Jordan. The saints will reach your banks in the by and by.
Days we'll make the final journey, see angels all around the throne. We'll never feel the cross, and though the waves are tossing, we knew the Lord would take us home.
Roll on, roll on, oh Jordan. The saints will reach your banks in the by and by.
Kids. I've got a 14-year-old boy named Garrett, and I've got a 6-year-old girl named Chloe. She'll be 7 here
sure.
real soon. But and Garrett, I mean, bless his heart, he's a spitting image of me. He's, I mean, you can look at my childhood pictures, and I mean, it's like you're holding up a picture of him.
Wow.
So I tease him. Tease him a lot, and I said, see what you got to look forward to? You're going to look just like your old man. He's just like, oh, man, thanks. So
before 14, you're right here on the eve of teen years. Has it set in yet? All the tough stuff parents go through.
Yeah, he's I'm blessed. He's a good kid.
Oh, good, good.
He doesn't give me any trouble yet. You know, that's liable to change tomorrow, as
sure.
most teenagers can do, like I did, you know. So, but up till now, man, I am blessed. He is a good kid. I feel sorry for him today. This morning is like a trauma unit around here. He fell off his bike.
Oh, no.
Trying to talk on his cell phone, and some girl in the neighborhood had called him while he's riding. He's trying to answer, and I mean, he cut a gash in his right elbow.
Ooh.
And of course, you know, it's just laid open, so I'm running around here this morning cleaning it out and playing daddy doctor, and just got out the butterflies and patched him up. He's good to go. He's walking around like a zombie, though, with his, he can't hardly bend his elbow. But
wow.
It was that way yesterday, too. Baby girl fell off her skateboard. She was riding in a pair of flip-flops and tore a big old chunk off the tip of her big toe. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, that's just what happens when you have kids.
That's true. And this parenting thing, I mean, they say it. You're probably sick of hearing it. Doesn't, you know, kids don't come with instruction manuals.
No,
it's the truth, though. When you have a baby and the baby gets a little bit old, you're just like, okay, what do you do next? And you just learn because they're there and you got to learn. It's right. Like trial by fire.
I'm
you
telling you,
jump
man,
in with both feet.
I don't do well with my own blood.
Yeah, really.
And needles. If I see a needle, it's lights out.
Oh,
it's,
man.
I've got family members, if they see a snake on television, they scream and holler.
Right, right.
And none of that bothers me, but somebody, you know, you've ever seen those television shows where they hold that needle up and they squirt that little bit out? And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's it.
It was funny when I had a surgery not too long ago. I had acid reflux, was just destroying my voice. So I had to have that fundoplication surgery, and every test I went through, I'd pass out because they'd always give me a shot to start an IV or something. And I'd tell them, I said, y'all better lay me down because I'll go. And they'd be like, oh, I'll just take you some deep breaths. And I said, I'm telling you. And Lord help, it wouldn't be 10 seconds later, there I was, done fell out on the floor and so it got to be a running joke with me and the nurses there. And there was, you know, every time I went in to have a different procedure, they were like, oh, lay this one on the floor. Go ahead and lay him down because he'll, you know, and sure enough, man, I see them needles coming at me. I just don't do well with that at all.
When I get excited and my heart's delighted and the spirit comes over me, I know there is no doubt, you're gonna hear me shout, I'm feeling the victory. And if it bothers you that what I say is true, you better cancel your plans for heaven. Cause I'll be there, I shouting everywhere, my sins have been forgiven. I'm gonna shout,
shout, shout,
all over heaven,
all over heaven,
what a day that's gonna be. I'm gonna sing,
sing, sing, I'll sing the bass,
we'll sing the harmony. I'll dance right down the streets of gold on Glory Avenue, and I'll clap my hands and praise the Lord and shout all over heaven. When I hear the word and my heart is stirred, a tear of joy comes to my eyes. It doesn't bother me if the tears you see, a happy man am I. I know the Lord above is looking down with love, he's watching everything I do. And some sweet day I'll be shouting all the way while sailing through the blue. I'm gonna shout,
shout, shout,
all over heaven,
all over heaven,
what a day that's gonna be. Gonna sing,
sing, sing, I'll sing the bass,
we'll sing the harmony. I'll dance right down the streets of gold on Glory Avenue, and I'll clap my hands and praise the Lord and shout
all over heaven.
I'm gonna shout,
shout, shout,
all over heaven.
All over heaven.
What a day that's gonna be. I'm gonna sing,
sing, sing,
I'll sing the bass.
We'll sing the harmony.
I'll dance right down the streets of gold on Glory Avenue.
Oh, I'll clap my hands and praise the Lord and shout,
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 shout, shout, shout,
all over heaven.
Shout, 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 now we shout.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
There's a call come ringing o'er the restless wave. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light.
Dustin is with us from Legacy 5, and Glenn, you talked about when you came to know Christ, and I'm not discounting this that moment, because I do believe that's a critical moment in a person's life when they come to Jesus. But there's sometimes a second point in somebody's life where you make the decision, and then there's a time later in life where it just seems to sink in. I don't know. You follow me here?
I can remember the day I got saved.
And you were probably sincere and serious about it then, but there's something about maybe a maturing point. I don't know. But there's something later in life where it sinks in. Did you have that in your life, where there was a point A and a point B, so to speak?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Point A for me, I was about 10 years old in my church, and I remember sitting there, and I knew if I died that I would be separated from God, and I didn't want that. So I remember going down. And one of the deacons in the church led me over into a room. His name was Charles Cobb. I prayed then with him, asked Christ into my life. And, you know, as best as a child can, I lived as, you know, I tried to live right. But through the teenage years, you know, just really strayed. And just all of a sudden, one day, you know, it was like God just spoke to me and says, man, quit playing games. Let's get real. I could use you. And I really struggled with that, because I just thought, well, there's no way God can use me. I mean, I've done this. I've done this. But God, he used me. You know, he let me know that he loved me. And I just remember at age, I think I was 18, I really just got serious with God. I quit playing games, and God, like he said, he promised, you know, he said, I can use you, and that's what he's doing now.
Today's guest is Glenn Dustin, who sings bass for Legacy 5, and we've got more with Glenn coming up here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
In that very
moment when you tried so hard but failed. Your own strength betrays you, so you moan, you weep and wail. Haunted by some big mistakes you think will do you in. You don't even dare to hope that losers ever win.
Meanwhile, God is working all things for your good. Meanwhile, He is doing what you never could. Impossible, improbable, well, that's just His style. Wait and see what God is doing meanwhile.
Is up to something, even though you may not see. His ways are much higher than you can ever believe. There will still be rainy days that seem to never end, and nights that seem so long and cold, the doubts come creeping and creeping in.
Meanwhile, God is working all things for your good. Doing what you never could. Impossible, improbable, well, that's just His style. Wait and see what God is doing meanwhile. Meanwhile, God is working on things for your good.
Now I can't be still, gotta share what I know. My feet wanna dance, wanna run, wanna go. I was raised
to walk in newness of life,
but now I can't
go back and be satisfied. Just to be silent and not tell about
what
Jesus did when He called me out.
I was
raised to walk with Him every day.
No, I won't
be quiet, I've just got to say.
I was
raised to praise, to sing and to talk. Most of all, I was raised to walk.
Just like the ones who were blind and lame, one day Jesus came by. Now I'm not the same, it's a whole new world. Ever since He has come, why would I stay here? Now that I can run, I was
raised to walk in newness of life,
but now I
can't go back and be satisfied. Just to be silent and not tell about
what
Jesus did when He called me out.
I was
raised to walk with Him every day.
No, I won't
be quiet, I've just got to say.
I was
raised to praise, to sing and to talk. Most of all, I was raised to walk.
Oh, I was
raised to walk.
I was raised
to walk.
Oh, I was raised.
I was
raised to walk.
I was raised
to walk.
I was
raised to walk.
I was
raised to walk in newness of life.
And now I
can't go back and be satisfied. Just to be silent and not tell about
what
Jesus did when He called me out.
I was
raised to walk with Him every day.
I was
raised to
praise,
to sing and to talk. Most of all, I was raised to walk. Most of all, I was raised to walk. Raised to walk.
What has been a highlight through your years with Legacy 5? And by the way, how many years have you been with the group?
I've been with them 10 years. Yeah, we started in January of 2000, so it's up until now.
Great milestone. So 10 years, I mean, and you were there with Roger Bennett and then through his passing and a lot of ups and downs, I'm sure, through the group because of all the changes and whatnot. But what's been some highlights that stick out in your mind? Interesting places you've gone or people you've met?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a few things that really stick out. Early for me was, see, I thought I knew how to sing, Daniel, until I started doing it for a living.
Right, right.
Then you realize how fickle the human voice is. I mean, it can really let you down, and sometimes it can really, you know, make you look better than what you are, you know,
sure.
So to speak. For me, I never will forget, it was the very first time, it was in the summer or late spring, is at Gaither's Family Fest in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And we got up to do a sound check, and I mean, I couldn't hear, I wasn't singing good, my voice just wasn't doing good, and I was really bummed out. And I'm the type that I tend to wear my feelings on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just look at me and tell, okay, he's mad. Or you can look at me and tell, okay, he's sad or he's happy.
Right.
And I'm one of those kind of persons. Well, Jake Hess, who, you know, is just a legend, I think he could tell I was really bummed.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of pointed at me and he said, come here. Of course, I'm looking around. I'm like, who, me? And he was like, yeah, you, come here. So I thought, well, you know, I was just so nervous. I went up to him and said, hello, Mr. Hess. You know, I really appreciate you. You're a legend and all. I appreciate all you've done through the years. He was like, yeah. He goes, look, you are really, really good. And he was just so encouraging to me at a time that I was just really depressed because I just didn't know if I could do it. I didn't know if I could travel and sing. I really wanted to, but I just didn't know if I had the ability. And it was just like God used him to encourage me. So that was kind of like the very first highlight. I was like, wow, man, Jake Hess is encouraging me. That is really, really cool. As far as highlights go in with Legacy 5, you know, we've gotten to go to London, England. That was really cool. And record with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. That was amazing because when I really stopped to think about it, okay, here's the guys who are playing, you know, Jurassic Park. Doing the Star Wars music, you know, all these big orchestrations, and then they're playing Legacy 5 music. It was a thrill for me because those guys and girls over there are just amazing at what they do. Mm. Truly, truly talented people. It's been a highlight to twice now. I've thanks to the readers of the Singing News magazine, I've been voted their favorite bass singer. That was quite a thrill because, quite frankly, I've never won anything in my life. And the first time was in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
When they called my name, I was like, Gerald Wolf actually was the one presenting the award. I was like, wait a minute, he just called my name. So it was quite a surprise. And that's, you know, and I'm like everybody else. I don't place a lot of emphasis on awards. But, you know, Daniel, it feels good when somebody calls your name and the people, you know, give you a pat on the back, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, that felt good. It felt good. So
well,
that's kind of it, you know.
From childhood into when you start doing this thing professionally, who was your first professional group or, you know, when you really hit the road full time, maybe after you and your buddies got together into the quartet? From that point on, up until Legacy 5, what was the storyline?
Oh, the first group Legacy 5. That's
really?
The only group I've ever...
So how'd they find you?
I found them. What I did, was in 97, the little local group, which, I mean, when I say local, I mean local. I mean, one time we traveled into Texas, you know, we crossed the state line. We thought we were big time, you know. So, I mean, we didn't travel any further than, you know, 50 miles or so from town.
Right, right.
So, but we knew we needed an album. So we called Roger, and he produced an album for us. That was in 97. Well, a couple years later, you know, I just found out the Cathedrals were retiring. Well, I just called, and then this is how all this came about. Scott Howard, mm-hmm. Who is from West Monroe, he's from my hometown, mm-hmm. was already working for Roger and the Cathedrals in Nashville. All right?
Right.
Now, the guy that sang lead in our group was Scott Howard's first cousin. So, the lead singer in our group, whose name is Terry Howard, Terry came to me and said, well, I guess you heard the Cathedrals are retiring and Roger and Scott are starting a group. So, if you want to call, I guess you're going to go ahead and call. I was like, well, as a matter of fact, I will. So, already having met Roger and Scott a few years earlier, I called Scott Howard to get Roger's number and asked for an audition. Hmm. And I auditioned a couple times, and to be honest, Daniel, the first audition I thought was horrible. I mean, absolutely horrible. Because I tried to cram, you know, 100 George Aunt songs into my head, mm-hmm. rather than concentrating on maybe 2 or 3 that I could sing really well and doing sure. those 2. I tried to learn all of them.
Right, right.
So Roger would be like, okay, do you know, can you do Happy Rhythm? I'd say, yeah, okay. Well, I'd start to sing it. Well, then I'd forget the words.
Right, right.
Well, do you know Supper Time? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'd start to sing it and forget the words. And just song after song after song like that, I'd forget the words halfway through. And finally, he just looked at me, or Scott actually looked at me. He went, can you sing an A-flat? I said, yeah, I sang them a real low A-flat, real big. And they were like, okay, cool. And I just thought, man, that's the worst audition I could have possibly done. But lo and behold, they called me back. And this time I said, okay, give me an idea of what you want. And Scott told me to learn 3 songs. I learned those 3 songs, and I went up there and auditioned in Nashville the second time.
Wow.
And next thing I know, I'm on a big old bus going down the road.
And you guys, you've moved to Nashville since then, right?
Yeah, yeah, we moved, which we were, Christy is my wife, uh-huh. we were excited. Like I said, you know, change doesn't bother me any.
Sure.
And, we were excited, man. It was, you know, a new adventure, a new season in our life. She has totally supported me from day one.
That's good.
And even from day one to present day, I mean, she is just 100% in my corner. Hmm. And so, yeah, man, we relocated up here to Spring Hill, Tennessee. Love it. I mean, absolutely love it. The kids love it. We love it. We have a great church. Great schools, great friends here. It's just been a blessing, absolute blessing.
Legacy 5, and featuring Glenn Dustin as the bass singer, and we've got Glenn with us on today's show as our special guest. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Oh, I found grace at the foot of a rugged cross on Calvary.
I found grace
with the awesome power sets the captive free.
Amazing grace to meet my need.
this world, but no wisdom could be found. I sought for meaning in the words of great men, but their words just led me down. Not seeking justice for the things that I'd done, my soul needed mercy, and I found it in God's Son.
Oh, I found grace
at the foot of a rugged cross on Calvary.
I found grace
with the awesome power to set the captive free.
I found grace,
sustaining grace,
so much grace,
redeeming grace.
Well, I found grace,
indwelling grace,
His loving grace.
Yes, I found grace, amazing grace to meet my need.
Useless dream you're chasing, you'll find no peace until you seek His face. The answer's right before you at the foot of the cross. You'll find that it's a holy place. Confess your sins and let them all down. Pick up your cross, let Jesus turn.
On Calvary,
I found grace.
Grace with the awesome power to set the captive free.
I found grace.
Sustaining grace.
I found grace.
Redeeming grace.
Oh, I found grace.
Fulfilling, indwelling
grace.
His loving grace.
Yes, I found
grace. Amazing grace to meet my needs.
Trust in His word.
God is faithful.
God is faithful. Let Him teach you to live. He's offering heaven forever to whosoever.
Do you long for days when you can just forget all the things you've done and all that you regret?
Do you feel ashamed of everything you've been?
Upon the name of the Lord,
whosoever
puts their trust in His word,
God is faithful.
God is faithful. Let Him teach you to live. He's offering heaven forever to whosoever.
He'll be everything your heart could ever dream.
In the desert, He will be a cooling stream. He will be the bread to feed your hungry soul. He's the breath you breathe, and He wants you to know.
Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord,
whosoever
puts their trust in His word,
God is faithful.
God is faithful. Let Him teach you to live. Offering heaven forever to whosoever.
Whosoever
calls upon the name of the Lord,
whosoever
puts their trust in His word,
God is faithful.
God is faithful. Let Him teach you to live. He's offering heaven forever to
whosoever.
He's offering heaven forever to whosoever.
Whosoever.
forever.
What did you do as a career before Legacy 5?
Oh yeah, I worked in production. Uh-huh. So I was in a stainless steel manufacturing company, and I worked as a welder. I worked as a mechanic. I worked some of the production line machines. I did it all. Just, wow. So I was in a big, huge metal building from, I worked graveyards, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go in at 10:30 at night, get off at 7 in the morning. I did that for 10 years.
What are you looking forward to for the future of Legacy 5, just to keep things interesting for you? To keep having fun.
We are having fun. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We are very lucky. We love each other. We're friends. We go fishing. Me and Scott Howard will go fishing together sometimes. Mm-hmm. When we're off. But to answer your question, what do I look forward to? Legacy 5 is we've cut our schedule some. Scott came to us and says, guys, you know, starting in January, you know, we do about 150 dates. This year we're going to do about 125.
Hmm.
And so far, it's working great, you know, working less. We're home on Sundays a lot more. So, you know, the American dream is to work less and make more, you know.
Sure.
So as far as that goes, it would really be cool just to, you know, really get the schedule down to a comfortable level. Mm-hmm. And that way I'm home on Sundays. I get to be in church with my family. I love that. I just love it. Now, I don't like the process of Sunday morning getting the kids ready.
That's true.
But, you know, once we get there, it's good. You know, yeah. It's great to be in church. I get to hear preaching. I get to hear our choir sing. We have a phenomenal choir. We have some phenomenal vocalists in our choir.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to Legacy 5, just really being able to be in church on Sundays. And it's you know, you as a Christian, as a musician, as a minister, it really does me good to be fed from other people, from other singers, from other preachers. So it really, really does me good to be in church on Sundays and Wednesdays.
Glenn Dustin, and of course you can find out more about the group and Glenn's involvement with Legacy 5 at their website, which is legacy5.com online. And of course, that sound, you just can't get away from a good bass line in a song. And we've been hearing a lot of that today from Legacy 5 and that of Glenn Dustin. Glenn, man, thanks for taking time to talk with us and open up. And it's been good to get to know you better.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I don't know if you told the people, but the first time we really got to get together was on that roller coaster in Six Flags.
That's true. That was fun.
And that was fun.
And you know, I'm not a big roller coaster person, but I only go if I have company, and you were good company, okay?
It was fun.
Hey, man, take care, and we'll be looking for you soon.
God bless you, Daniel.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.